Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. Let's read the psalm responsively. To you, O God, I lift up my soul.
My God, I trust in you. Let me not be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me.
Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous.
Show me your way.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
You are gracious.
You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way.
All your paths, O Lord, are steadfast love and faithfulness to those who keep your covenants and your testimonies.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you? In return for all the joys that we feel before our God because of you, night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Yesterday on my drive home, I was listening to The Hidden Brain, a podcast where Shankar Vedantam explores a broad range of influences that he says manipulate us without our knowing. In this week's episode, he was speaking with Francesca Gino of Harvard University. The episode title was Rebel with a Cause. In it, they discussed a variety of circumstances where people broke the rules in their trade, in their art, in their craft, but they broke the rules for a creative good for all. The discussion that caught my attention was yet another conversation about the decision-making by Chesley Sully Sullenberger, who landed his airliner on the Hudson River after a bird strike. Gino noted that from the experience of lost thrust to the landing on the river, Sullenberger had just over 200 seconds. They discussed how a highly trained pilot could keep his mind open enough to recognize the options before him and more so decide on the course that was outside the professional training, which typically would be to find the nearest runway. And because of that, ultimately saved all his passengers and crew. This story of openness, of being able to step outside of what is taught and expected in order to see a more broad set of options and commit to it, collided up against what the church hears on this first Sunday of Advent. What Gino noted was that highly trained people tend to be unaffected by new information and new guidance. Often, innovation that brings new opportunity and, I might add, life comes from outsiders and newcomers. But in Sully's case, he entered every day both highly trained and with a commitment to see what he was going to learn that was new for that day. With a new church year and this the first Sunday, the first day of the new church year, the readings for this day and coming year will focus on the Gospel according to Luke. The authors of Luke's Gospel are less focused on fulfillment of prophecy, which we encounter in Matthew. They are more overtly focused on justice, especially justice for the poor, for the marginalized, for women, for so many more. That justice also often takes a tone of economic justice. This is the gospel where we hear Mary sing about reversals. The Lord looks with favor on the lowly. The Lord scatters the proud in. The Lord brings down the powerful and lifts up the lowly. The Lord fills the hungry and sends the rich away empty. This gospel holds a pretty important message and warning for people of the United States. Earlier this week, I heard a news report which interviewed an Afghan woman who said that she could make it work on a salary of just over $50. But when the school she was teaching at failed to pay her for several months, she just could not make it work anymore. Dear friends, in so many ways. As my college roommate from Bangladesh pointed out 40 years ago, on a global scale, even the poor of the United States are wealthy. I do not relate this to say that the government or communities or even the church should not care for the poor here, but rather, I note this to say that from this abundance, we have a particular call and responsibility to ensure that in our corner of the reign of God attends to the needs of the least among us. And yet, we start this new year by hearing from Jesus near the end of his ministry, speaking with his disciples. He tells all who listen then and now that there will be signs. There will be all kinds of things that could easily feel crushing. Fear and anxiety and depletion may abound. People will faint from foreboding. And Jesus continues, "Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is near." I found that call from Jesus to align well with what Vedantam and Gino were talking about. When things get difficult, it is time to keep our eyes open, to watch for possibility, to consider options that are outside the standard way of being. Humanity has been equipped by God with great creativity. Raise your heads. Stand up. Of course, after saying that, he shares the story of a parable of the fig tree. And in that, he notes that indeed, humanity can tell the signs of the changing seasons. Now, after that parable about how humanity can see these signs, Jesus continues, "Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that the day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap." When it gets tough, it is easy to be weighed down. And Jesus names this reality for us. There are so many ways to avoid the feelings, to drown them, to let the worries overwhelm. That is not standing up or raising one's head. As St. Andrew's Lutheran Church enters this new church year, what new things is God calling upon this congregation, this community to learn? In what ways might the church be called to move beyond our collective training to see new opportunities, new possibilities, new ways to be true to the good news of Jesus Christ, the reign of God come near? Certainly, this congregation has embraced the opportunities presented in hosting an Afghan household for resettlement. Collections have already begun. This congregation continues its commitment to the VAC Christmas gift program. This congregation persists in feeding the hungry through loaves and fishes. And yet, over the next few weeks, the congregational vitality team will be asking all who participate to listen, to watch, to ponder what God is already doing and is calling the body of Christ here at St. Andrew's Lutheran Church to do. Now is the time to open ourselves to the fullness of God's creative activity working in and through each one of us and all of us together. In doing so, I am confident that this Advent will be a time to see signs of all the ways that Christ comes to us in history, in our present reality, and in the future. The promise of the coming Lord, Christ, is the true ground of our hope and the source of our ability to stand up, raise our heads in the face.